Impact of stock market correction. 20 companies fall from 1 lakh crore club. Amid an ongoing market correction, nearly 20 companies listed on the BSE have slipped below the 1 lakh crore market capitalization threshold since the end of September 2024, when Indian equities were at their peak. The affected firms include Mankind Pharma, Tata Consumer Products, CG Power, Havells India, Dr. Reddy's Laboratories, Apollo Hospitals, JSW Energy, Jindal Steel and Power, InfoEdge, Samvahana Motherson, Dabba, Zydus Life Sciences, ICSI Lombard, Indus Towers, Cummins India, Bosch, ICSI Prudential Life, Canara Bank, and Polycab, among others. As of now, 86 companies maintain a market cap above 1 lakh crore, a 19% decline from 106 in September 2024. However, 5 new entrants have emerged, benefiting from strong stock rallies. These include Hyundai Motor India, the Indian Hotels Company, Shree Cement, Mazagon Dock Shipbuilders, and Max Healthcare Institute. Factors driving the market correction. The correction has been triggered by several key factors, including sustained foreign investor selling, rich valuations, softening earnings, slower economic momentum, geopolitical concerns, particularly post the US elections. Since the market highs in September, the Sensex and Nifty have dropped over 10%, while the BSE mid-cap and small-cap indices have fallen by nearly 15% each. Historical context. Interestingly, despite the recent correction, the number of companies with a market cap above 1 lakh crore has slightly increased between the end of FY24 and early FY25. Over the years, this category has seen fluctuations, with 48 companies in FY23 and FY22, up from 36 in FY21, 19 in FY20, and 27 in FY18. Market outlook. Analysts note that the market faced excessive selling pressure, leading to a much-needed valuation reset. This recalibration offers a strategic opportunity for investors to accumulate fundamentally sound stocks at more reasonable valuations. Morgan Stanley, in its latest report, characterized the correction as a potential buying opportunity despite lingering concerns around growth, retail investor sentiment, and stretched valuations. While acknowledging the challenge in timing the bottom, the firm remains optimistic about a market rebound. It highlighted private financials as offering the most attractive risk-reward trade-off currently. Veteran investors have echoed similar sentiments, calling the correction a normal pullback within a broader bull run. While acknowledging temporary turbulence stemming from political and economic shifts, particularly in the US, market experts remain confident in the resilience of markets and the long-term trajectory of globalization. Disclaimer: this article is for informational purposes only and should not be considered as investment advice.